Hello, and welcome to the first I'm a Geek podcast. This is Bobby B. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Smitty. I'm a Geek. This is my podcast. And with me, I have David, the man zombie, Ben Soussan.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, man. It's been a it's been a while since we've been doing, since we've done this.
Oh, it's been a really long time. It's been like 4 months since we've done the podcast together.
Wow. Yeah, probably something like that.
I think October, so that's like 6 months almost. Dang.
Oh, my God.
Podcast together in a while. If you guys don't know, me and David used to be part of the Geeks United podcast, a very popular podcast that just swept over the internet in popularity. Swiffered over the internet.
Wept. Wept over the internet.
Wept. Anyways, today we are going to be talking about PC gaming, basically. We will be talking about David's preferred preference, Hitbox or Twitch. And let's start off with asking David, what do you think about Twitch or Hitbox?
Well, I started on Twitch, as you know. And that's because I started streaming before Hitbox was even a thing. And one of my first and long-time watching streamers, London Gaming for Fun, actually went to Hitbox and then left Hitbox, going back to Twitch. He's doing very well, which is good because he deserves it. But I found out about Hitbox because of him. And I just found that community was, I don't know, it was a lot smaller, and it was, like, people will complain, unfortunately, about how Hitbox is, it's quite European, but there's a lot more American streamers, and not only just American, but, like, English-speaking, and it's not like people, there's kind of a stigma against it. It's also because it's, I like to relate it in comparison to, like, the indie version. You know, like, I don't know, it's really nice, and it's a very personal website that the staff are, like, friends, and, like, I know some of them, and they're streamers, and I don't know, the chat. I really like the chat, that you can post pictures and GIFs, like, in the chat room. Not the streamer, but, like, people who are, you know, have, and you can, like, you know, allow people, or you don't have to have it, you know, just, like, any chat, you can disable links, but, I don't know, it's just, I just really like it here, but it's growing, you know, it's growing, that's the thing.
Yeah, I've thought about using my, Hitbox a little bit more. I personally use Twitch for my gaming because I do game a lot on the Xbox One, which they don't have a Hitbox app yet, so I use Twitch for that, and then it's just a little bit easier for my fans for YouTube. They're more casual, so they're not, like, hardcore into the gameplay, so it tends to be a little bit easier for them to do Twitch than Hitbox. But I've always been curious about trying it out.
Well, I guess I don't really get what you mean about that as heavy into gameplay. Like, yeah, there's serious gamers on here, but I'm with Alt Geek. That and we're a stream team, and that's the thing, is that, you know, just like teams on Twitch, except for here, you can get a team together, and as long as you follow, you know, the, you know, whatever, as long as you do the minimal things, you know, streaming 3 days a week, just like Twitch, you know, you have to stream so much if you're going to get partnered, but but you can do it as a team here. You don't all have to be partnered. There we go. Goodness gracious. You don't all have to be partnered to actually make a team. You can make a team and then get partnered with that team. And then, so it's cool. We have some cool emotes and, you know, we have a really cool team, just in general. We just did some charity streams. We just did a charity stream for No Kid Hungry, and I don't know, which was a success. The goal was $300, and we made $420. So, yeah. Yep. Actually, Liz in my chat, I'm streaming this. As you know, it's a Hitbox, and I'm going to put the URL, keep meaning to, but then we went live, so I'm getting distracted. I don't know. I just so I'm partnered here, so I can't actually stream to Twitch anymore. I can't because I have a subscription button. Everybody on the team gets a subscription button. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and that's cool. I stream with some really cool people. Liz is one of them. She's in my chat right now. But there's a lot, and we actually, yeah, it's just fun. I don't know, but like Twitch, but not to say that Twitch was horrible. You know, it wasn't horrible. It's really big.
It's hard to get noticed in that big pond.
That's true. That's true. That's part of that too. That's what, part of what I like about growing with Hitbox. But I mean,
I guess to clarify my comment is they're not into the gameplay. They're more following me because it's me instead of them liking watching gameplays and stuff like that. So, and I find it easier that they're like, okay, this Twitch is a recognizable brand, while Hitbox is just like, is this spam or whatever? Should we actually follow this? So it's easier to be like, okay, here, follow my Twitch.
Well, that's only because of how huge it is. And that's what I meant, you know, about the indie part of it. You know, that's the growing part. Hitbox is really getting a name out there. And the people will be in my chat and like, oh my God, I just hate this game. You are the only person I will ever watch play this game. Like, that happens here. You've got a whole community of people who go to each other's streams and, like, hang out. And, you know, they bring people too, you know, and they hang out. And then, you know, we do, you know, it's not, I mean, like, I understand. I guess you have to really be. You have to kind of be in it, I guess, because Twitch is so familiar. Like you said, you send out that Hitbox and people are like,
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't, like, I've been curious about trying out the Hitbox for a while because I actually have an account. I just don't use it yet.
Well, you can. As long as you're not partnered with either.
Yeah, exactly. I can, and I do have the option. And it's something that I've been playing around with the idea of because I think I can do some games, you know, because I can stream through my retro consoles and do a little bit of retro on Hitbox. That'd be kind of unique.
Wait, but why can't you do that? Why can't you do that with your new consoles?
Are you talking about more the...
You said you were taking your old retro consoles and streaming them to Hitbox. You wanted to do that.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that with your new consoles?
It's not that I can't. It's more just finding something unique that I would want to do because it's something that I don't get to do often, and I would like to get a little bit more into retro gaming. I do prefer retro gaming over modern gaming, so it's like something... Yeah. Like I would not like way, way back NES stuff. I would probably do like 6th gen, which is GameCube, PlayStation 2, Xbox, stuff like that.
Right, but
how it would go, just to see, try it out.
No, right, but I guess why don't you? Okay, why wouldn't you feel comfortable doing that on Twitch?
Why wouldn't I? It's not that I wouldn't. I'm saying that's something that I thought I would just try out, possibly.
Oh, just to try out on Hitbox, if you can?
Try out and see if I can just do a different niche.
That would be cool. Well, you're going to find a lot of that stuff here. Yeah, there are people in my chat. Hey, you got Bobby, what's the, oh my God. It's a website because I want to put things in here.
Geekyspeedy.com.
That's what I thought. Thank you. Because I was confused.
Yeah. It doesn't take there. You to be confused, David.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
You guys, please go check. Go to the link. You can watch from this link. Open up that link and find, Giddy. I almost wrote Giddy Smitty. That's funny. Giddy Smitty.
Yeah, it sounds like something you would do.
Oh, God. That's funny. It's true. All right.
Let's move on to PC gaming, just talking in general PC gaming, because I found myself playing a little bit more lately since I've gotten my gamer rig, and I'm starting to truly move to the PC side, and I thought I would never be a PC gamer, and it's definitely catching on more to me, and I want to talk to you on why PC gaming might be better than console gaming. Might be better.
Well, I can't really... not to be awkward. Not that I'm never awkward. But not to be super awkward. But it's not really which one's better. It's really which one you prefer. Because you can say which one's better. I mean, if you want to... excluding games. You can excluding exclusives, okay?
Yeah.
PC gaming. Because if a game is available on all formats, PC gaming is, in my opinion, the best. Because you can do... People are starting to say the things I'm about to say. You can upgrade. You can do literally whatever you want to your computer. I built my computer. Yeah. I can put whatever parts I want in my computer. If my computer is really good now, but in 5 years, it might not be so great, because one part, I can remove that part and put the new part in.
Yes.
And then you basically have a new console, you know, because you can use controllers with most PC games.
Yeah,
I believe if it's a game on console, you can play it on PC with a controller. Yep, I play with a Xbox controller too. It's difficult, I think, sometimes to play with a PlayStation one because most of the games I have found I plugged in my PC, my PC controller, my PlayStation controller, because it would, like, because I wanted to try it, because I wanted to try it, instead of my Xbox controller, but it would still shout out Xbox commands, like A, B, Y, and X, and I was like,
I think they just assume that you're going to use an Xbox controller, which I want to try my Xbox One controller because I've heard it's actually even better than the 360 controller. So.
Oh, nice. Do it up.
I'm curious.
Do it. That's the thing, too, about PCs is, I guess Xbox as well. They mesh well together. But, I don't know. Really better PC if you really want to get into it, but if you want to talk exclusives and, you know, I don't know.
I'm surprised
consoles are not
what's junk right now, because there really isn't that many exclusives out there anymore, and what I've found to be the case is that games are just so much cheaper on PC. Like, I bought Hyper Dimension Neptunia, which just came out a while ago, and it was supposed to be like $40. It's a remake, and I bought it for less than $15 on the PC. The Evil Within, I've seen a couple times on Green Man Gaming on sale for like $16. It's just the sales are ridiculous. You can do mods in PC gaming. You know, you can play the mods on the Steam and stuff like that, the Workshop. So it's just, to me, it can be a better experience if you're willing to put the time in. And that's not including the free MMOs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So I am kind of curious on how they're going to do, what game is it? Not League of Legends, the God one. The God
Smite.
Smite on the Xbox One. I'm curious on how they're going to do that.
Easy. Same exact way you do Diablo.
Yeah, I guess.
It's literally the same amount of... It's 1 through 4 for your attacks.
I guess.
And, like, yeah. It's not going to be difficult.
It just won't be the same experience, though.
It'll be a different experience with the controller for sure. But, yeah. It's nice to have... Plus, like, this is what I like about PC gaming. You know?
Gamer mouse.
Yes. This is the... I just feel like I will never not have the Razer mouse. I really want the Molten Core. Oh, my God. That's rave. Wow. I really would like to have the Molten for the rest of my life. But if they stop making it, I will still take a 12-button mouse. 12-side buttons. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 buttons.
Yeah. You know, one of these times, you're going to have a noob with me on some WoW or something, because I don't...
You have the starter?
I don't know MMOs at all. I've tried Aurora Kingdom, which I started to get towards the end. I did a gameplay of that. And it was okay. It was okay. So, but I'm trying to get into a couple MMOs because, you know, PC gamer might as well try it.
Yeah, especially if they're free.
Especially if they're free, exactly. You can't beat free.
They could pay you to play it.
Well, essentially, you know, when I review the games, they're kind of paying me to play it.
Oh, yeah, if they just give them to you for free, then yes.
Yeah, I still get those.
When Rye, you remember Rye, probably.
Yeah.
he said, come to Swotar, I'll help you out.
All right.
Yep. That's free to play for more than level 20, but... Yeah, that was tough to do free to play though.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to stick with free to play until I get a feel of the game, like if I can do it or not.
Rift is honestly your best free to play MMO, especially if you want something that's actually somewhat relatable to World of Warcraft.
I've heard really good things about Rift, so...
That's because there are very good things about Rift, so...
Well, I did download it, and it's in my install on Steam. It's just, you know, my big game catalog is just ridiculous. I went and bought the stupid Star Wars Humble Bundle, and it's just like... Now I'm I got over 100 games on my backlog just for people. Oh. It's not including...
I know. It's bad.
It's just, it's ridiculous. I need
it's so bad.
I think the next game I want to sit down and play is Sleeping Dogs, actually, the definitive edition, which I think I only got for 8 months. So
that would be kind of sweet.
I want to sit down.
Tell me, you can't even get $8 for that game trading it in.
No, you can't. No. Don't get me started on GameStop.
but, on the other hand, you cannot at all, for any amount of money, turn in a digital copy.
That is true. I mean, you can try...
But you have it forever. Oh, even if you lose your hard drives, you still have those games.
Well, you can re-download them. Your Steam account, but Steam will put the kibosh on that if they find out.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I do not recommend that. But I do see that every once in a while on Craigslist. Oh, over 300 Steam games. You know, you can pay, like, you know, $600. I'm like, no, I'm not dumb. Like, who's really going to buy these games and risk getting, you know, your account shut down and losing $600?
Yeah, no. No, gracias.
No. No. Well, is there anything that you want to promote or hit up? Hit out? Besides your hitbox, promote that.
All right, I'll promote that. Well, my hitbox is hitbox.tv/themanzombie. And I'm not really going to push my Facebook because the views on it are dude, Facebook is just being having a page on Facebook is not, like I don't know. Like putting a piece of paper on your lawn for some random every other 100,000 people to see look at. I mean, it's just not like
It doesn't work anymore.
No, my reach is crap, and So, but otherwise, the hitbox, you can do altgeek.com. That's my team. Or you can do hitbox.tv/altgeek. That's ULTGEEK, and check everybody out there because we're an awesome team.
Make sure you check out
altgeek.tv. Sorry, I'm an idiot. Altgeek.tv. That one. There we go.
I'm glad you fixed it.
Thank you. I didn't. Liz fixed it.
make sure you check out my contest on Geeky Smitty on youtube.com/Geeky Smitty, Geeky Dr. Smitty, and you can win, like, I believe, 10 games. And the grand prize, if I get enough subscribers, is a sealed Mario Party.
Whoa.
For the Nintendo
64.
Decent amount of change, so
that's nuts.
So subscribe to me on youtube.com Geeky Dr. Smitty. So
it's GeeKyDrSmitty.
That is correct, sir.
Okay. Good. I just linked it for the peoples in the chats.
Thank you very much.
Well, of course, dude.
Okay.
I've got GeekySmitty.com on my thingy bob.
Thank you.
I tattooed it right on the thingy, Bob.
Thingy, Bob, yep. Know exactly what you're saying. All right, I think we're going to call this an episode for tonight.
Yeah.
David's got to go stream in a couple minutes, and I don't want to keep him from that. So this is Dr. Smitty, a.k.a. Bobby B. Smith, the man zombie.
Thank you.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
All right. Till next time. Peace.
Thank you very much.